This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And to that controversial question, does he believe the president was born in the USA?
Everybody that even gives any hint of being a birther, a word you didn't use, even a little bit of a hint, like, gee, you know, maybe, just maybe this much of a chance, they label them as an idiot. Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy. I was a really good student at the best school in the country. The reason I have a little doubt, just a little, is because he grew up and nobody knew him. Nobody knows who he is until later in his life. It's very strange. The whole thing is very strange.
3-9-1-5-7. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if your community suffers from the affliction of the totalitarians, well, this is the radio show you want to be listening to. So welcome. A lot of things going on. It's another fast-moving news day. Of course, the weekend has been just filled with bombings. Three attacks on the homeland by, well, terrorists, primarily ISIS. And as I called it in my opening lines of an article that I wrote about our show from yesterday, it's the president and Hillary Rodham Clinton that have attacked the United States of America using their forces of ISIS to attack New York, New Jersey, and St. Cloud, Minnesota. So anyway, with that happy opening note, I'm trying to straighten out the record here and keep it clean because naturally Hillary Rodham Clinton is doing everything she can to backpedal from anything related to ISIS. However, we are wonderful memory chips here on Agenda 21 Radio. And with us is Scott Bennett, who is really sort of the nemesis of both Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama with us right now. He's in San Francisco. And Scott, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. There's a lot of things going on now, isn't there?
Certainly is, and it's an honor to be with you, my friend. Thank you.
Well, listen, one of the things that has come up last weekend, you know, we brought it to everybody's attention that last weekend Hillary Rodham Clinton had this fainting spell, but, you know, which was really, I think, a huge distraction from what was happening to her Thursday and Friday on the Hill when you had these witnesses who were trotting out all this information or pleading the fifth if you're an FBI agent, pulling out all this information about what was on her server, the emails, and so on. They had a technician, actually, there was there from Platte River Systems from Colorado where they were storing all of her information on her server. And he was testifying, and it was an open book. And, of course, it was very embarrassing to Hillary Clinton. And so the focus was going to be on that, except for Sunday, she had a fainting spell. But now let's go fast forward here to what's going on this weekend. We have three attacks on the homeland by ISIS. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton created ISIS. They've manipulated ISIS, and they're continuing to do so today. Scott, this is nothing more than a distraction, I feel, from what's going on in Syria. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would concur. In fact, I was on a Press TV interview today, and I said the attack that occurred in Syria, where two F-16s and two A-10s and a drone cloaked with the international communalism of Denmark, Australia, and Great Britain, the United States used them as their smokescreen to go in and destroy these Syrian troops in order to try and carve out a piece of land that they could turn over to their ISIS components to achieve their destiny of removing Assad. And simultaneous to doing that is when they triggered, I would say, these PSYOPs, these false flag attacks in the United States, where they put a fake bomb in a Marine Corps marathon race. They had a supposed stabbing in a mall, and then they had some IED set off in New York. All of those things happened exactly at the same time that the United States was killing Syrian government troops. And simultaneously, today, actually, they bombed a Russian Ministry of Defense broadcasting radio station antenna to stop the chatter. Now, that tells me, from a PSYOP perspective, this was a coordinated, calculated, intelligence-backed operation where CIA, NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, National Security Agency, and the CIA were all listening and calculating and participating in this hit in order to trigger and goad Russia into a countermeasure, goad Russia into a full frontal backlash assault so that they could justify a rise in U.S. militarism. And I described it as the U.S. military is off the chain. The Obama military commanders that he's put in to U.S. Central Command,
right,
those people are off the reservation, off the chain, and Obama is now seen as so feckless, so just unable to make any sort of decisions that this is now reaching a serious World War III level if it's not instantly corrected. And I think we see that now with what you said earlier. They've called off any and all attacks. They're
right,
desperately trying to salvage the situation.
Just before Scott and I went on air, CNN was announcing that the United States has ceased bombing in Syria per the so-called ceasefire. But, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because they had signed the ceasefire days ago, and they should have been adhering to the ceasefire, yet they go and do this bombing strike, and we talked about it yesterday on the radio show, that they started bombing a military complex in Syria that was supposedly surrounded by ISIS fighters, and the United States was saying, oh, no, we bombed the ISIS fighters. Well, that isn't what happened at all. It was air support for ISIS to overrun the base, and that was what
yes.
Putin was saying, and that's what the military commanders in the Syrian army were saying, and in fact, that seems to be exactly what it was. Now, yesterday, our State Department, Samantha Powers, they come out and apologize for the loss of death, 62 Syrian soldiers and others, and then yet again today we hear about that they attacked this antenna, this communications device for the Russians there in Syria. And again, this is a provocation that Obama needs. He needs something that's a distraction away from everything else that's happening here on the homeland. And you can see, of course, they go off and do the psychological operation by setting off these bombs. Now, I noted yesterday with Red Smith of the Shasta Lantern, we were actually both appearing on another radio show together, and people were asking about, you know, what we thought, and I posited the opinion, and I know Red shared it, that there was something wrong with the bombs that went off, and they went off simultaneously, and we made the comparison of, hello, the one in New Jersey, there were several bombs that didn't detonate, there was one that did detonate, and it was in a trash can, and then you go to New York at 8:30 in the evening on Saturday night, you have a bomb that goes off in a dumpster, and then several that were found later that to be duds that did not go off. I said, do you think there might be a similarity? And I think everybody understood that there is. But the bombs themselves were, I thought, very low-grade bombs and didn't really seem to be bombs that were meant to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's funny because that time frame you've just laid out, Paul, was exactly around the same time, actually before the U.S. strike in Syria, I believe. If it occurred at around 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever the time was you just mentioned, it's about 12 hours plus difference, I believe, in the maybe a little bit more in the Syrian area. So this just has a stench and a blood trail and a fingerprint trail of being a false flag deception operation. And it's a smokescreen that they've tried to throw out to pull the American attention away from the Syrian operation. And I think what's going to be exciting is going to be the WikiLeaks and Guccifer cables that we know is going to be coming out that's going to probably disclose all of the intelligence chatter that predated this attack. And that's the beauty, and I've said this, the more Guccifer leaks, the more WikiLeaks, the more cables that come out, the greater our chance for peace, because then the American public are going to be unable to deny the illegality, corruption, and criminality that the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton have been doing.
Hang on,
and
Scott. Hang on and hold that thought because we've got the music coming up. We've got a break. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
9-3-0-2-8. I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're with Scott Bennett, former Army Psychological Operations, also terror expert. He was involved with terror financing, tracking terror financing for both the Bush and the Obama administration. And when he started to track it, he started to track it right back to the White House and also to the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And when that happened, well, he started reporting out to people, and all of a sudden he ended up in jail, thanks to none other than Eric Holder. Threw him in jail for 2 years, federal jail. And, of course, he came out writing a book called The Shell Game, which has really had a huge impact on what's going on right now in the presidential race, and also certainly how Vladimir Putin is handling ISIS, since he's figured out that ISIS was formed by this administration, and something that Hillary Rodham Clinton cannot escape. She cannot escape the fact that she is one of the founders of ISIS. And so with us is Scott Bennett. And Scott, before the break, we were talking about the time frame of what's going on. You've got a 12-hour difference, literally, between here and Syria. They have the raids. There's 12 hours that they're going to go on. They know there's going to be a news cycle they got overnight. So the nighttime, the next day type of stuff starts to happen, which was really, I think it was Thursday afternoon or Thursday night Syrian time, it must have been Thursday night our time. When the attacks were taking place in Syria. So they go Friday and Saturday, and we start to have the first attack occurred Saturday morning.
Yeah. When we draw two parallel lines, and those are like railroad tracks, and we call them the timelines for America and Syria, we have the different times of the day, and we can compare the events, and we will see very clearly that the events in Minnesota, New York, the Marine Corps race, as well as U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base, Florida, and Central Command in Theater of Area of Operations in Syria and Israel, we will see all of these things sort of fall together like a domino being zippered up. And what will be coming out, of course, are the communications and the time stamped on the communications that will show who was saying what when. And very, very clearly you'll see that this was an operation with coordination between the Central Intelligence Agency and Langley, the NSA and Maryland, and MacDill in Florida, in order to provide the cover, the smokescreen, for this coalition airstrike against Syrian forces that was intended to goad Russia into an overreach, goad Russia into right. a overreaction. And they just keep falling down because they forget that Vladimir Putin is a master chess player. He doesn't mind sacrificing some pawns if he's going to win the game. And he's winning very, very quickly because the majority of Europeans and the Americans are now waking up to see that Hillary Clinton and Obama have been backing the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabi Takfiri Salafists that have been raping little boys, beheading women, burning people alive, and sending mass refugees into Europe to disintegrate European culture. And now we see them, as you've broadcasted before, Paul, sending them over to the United States in order to trigger kinetic terrorist operations that justify a police state. We see that very right. clearly. And all of this is going to trigger, I think, a very, very cognizant revolution in this country. It could be a slow burning revolution, but I think we see with the potential election of Donald Trump, the majority of people have already resigned themselves to completely dismiss Obama as losing his mind. And we already see Hillary Clinton, people are already dismissing her as coming apart at the seams. And the irony is they don't recognize yet that no one believes their lies except themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we're at that position where their lies are not working anymore. And people are waking up and going, Jesus, it's another Hillary lie. You can't believe anything she says no matter when it is. And, you know, right. It's like they forget that, you know, we have televisions and we've got, you know, the ability to fact check statements they made 30 seconds ago. You know, I mean, you know, it's just absolutely, it's almost funny in a sick sort of way. But, you know, the bigger point, which I think is another one, is this movement towards the police state. And we're starting to see that. Now, one of the other things that we noticed, that Red Smith and I noticed instantly, that it was a declaration of terrorism already. As soon as the media got out there with their cameras, you had the government saying, it is a terrorist attack. It's a terrorist attack. It was almost like they're screaming Chicken Little. And, you know, of course, they've never done that before. And I drew the conclusion. I said, terrorist attack from ISIS, of all people, because that was what was going on in Minnesota. And they were free to admit it. And I thought to myself, well, this is like a different thing. But I said, I wasn't born last night. You know, I understand what they're doing here. And so I bring up the example about how hard they tried to distract and dissuade the public from hearing and knowing about the calls that were being made by the Orlando shooter about Islam. And it was so drastic that they failed. They have still yet to even give the 911 call reports, but they've given redacted versions of it in memo form, if you will, to the media, which doesn't make any reference to radical Islamic terror from the perpetrator, which of course is a completely different scenario than what they did with these three attacks, which clearly are attacks on America by ISIS.
Yeah. I think you see the rise in awareness that is going to be increasingly present in these members of Congress. We see a little bit of that in Japheth Chavitz, and you and I, Paul, know this well because we've been calling Donald Trump. We've been calling members of Congress. We've been calling them and telling them about Shell Game and all the WikiLeaks cables and the Clinton Foundation connection to HSBC and Union Bank of Switzerland and Covington and Burling and Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Qatar and all the Middle East, Saudi Arabian and other Gulf countries. We've been calling members of Congress and reporting this to them. Now, yes, they stick their head in the sands and run away, but a lot of them don't. And a lot of them are finding their courage. And I think Jason Chavitz is starting to find his because he is calling out the FBI and holding them to account and issuing subpoenas to say, you don't have a choice. You will give us, Congress, everything that we ask because we serve the people of the United States. We took an oath to the Constitution, not to the president, not to the National Security Agency, and not to the FBI. And the more leaders stand up and do that, remember, Congress is the only body in the American government that can impeach the president, have him hung, and have the entire Supreme Court dismissed and start from scratch. That's the power of the legislature. That's the way the founding fathers wanted it. So that if all hell breaks loose and the president goes insane and the entire Supreme Court put together a cabal of rich boys club, that the legislature and the House of Representatives can lead the way, and if the Senate agrees, have a complete reformation of government. And we very well could be on the roads to that.
You know, I think so, because I want to go back to what you're saying about Jason Chavitz, because, you know, you've done a lot more lobbying with these folks than I have, and I've sat through hours with you on the phone talking to these legislators and their aides and so on. But I think you've hit on something there, because I sensed it from Jason Chavitz last week when he was on Fox News and was talking about, we have a responsibility to go out and we have a responsibility to witness these people, put them in the box, and make them tell us the truth about what's going on, because that's our responsibility as congressman. And I thought to myself, you go, Jason. This is good stuff to hear from you. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Scott Bennett coming your way on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and it looks like we got hacked. Literally, it does. That we were being hacked. If I know, it's kind of interesting when we're trying to connect with our with all of our stuff here on Agenda 21 Radio, trying to get the radios to work and everything, get the Skype and the computers. Sometimes we get hacked, I got to tell you, and we lost the connection to Scott. We were both on Skype to Skype, and we got hacked. And it was pretty obvious by what was going on. There's a whole process and things. So anyway, we lost him. But, you know, we'll have him back, not in this show, but later. But I just want to go back to one of the things that we were talking about there, which I think is very, very important. You know, I've been spent hours and hours and hours with Scott, and Scott's got a very interesting approach on how to handle staffers in Congress, because he was one of the staffers. And he knows the whole hill. He knows the whole operation up there. You know, he knows office people. People know him. I mean, you know, from the past. So he was involved, what, 12 years total doing all this stuff. So he knows his way around the hill. And it's very interesting to sit in on some of these conversations with him. And these people, he gives them no quarter. On most the congressmen and the senators that we've talked to, they're staffers, almost all of them staffers. Sometimes we get the real deal. But he has a very, very interesting approach. It's quite effective. Now, I got to tell you, and this is, and we've said this before, this is not like we're trying to hide things. We have contacted, it's mostly Scott, not me, but mostly Scott, but I've been in on a lot of the calls, and other people have too, to witness. And I've used my skills, I've talked to people, and so on. But every single senator, every single member of the House, and their staffers have been duly informed about what's going on with ISIS and Hillary. Now, I want to note to you, I want you to note, and you tell me where I can find it, where any member of Congress has come out and said that all this stuff about Hillary and the president and his policies being related to the formation of ISIS. You tell me a Democrat even that's come out and denounced that logic. And there may be a couple. I don't know. I have not heard of any. We've been waiting for the blowback on this conversation. And by the way, every single member of Congress and the Senate has been duly informed, like I said. And I've sat through just about every one of the senators, I can tell you that. So I know that they've been informed. They've gotten all the documentation, all the facts, everything. From the book to all that. Now, of course, what's happening, which is making believers out of them and why they're not saying much, is, hello, Julian Assange. WikiLeaks. He's leaking the information with the email. See, that's why I say we know the emails are out there. I've been saying this. It's like the Hillary Clinton emails. We've known that Hillary Clinton emails have been out there for forever, over a year and a half. Everybody's got them. And by the way, if you're looking for the Russians to have been hacking, I would look at the Chinese. Come on. Everybody's blaming the Russians. It's the Chinese mostly that have been doing that most of the hacking. They do most of the hacking. And where does the hacking for the United States come from? It comes from a whole slew of internet cafes that are manned by the intelligence services of the Chinese army. And you know who's affiliated with the intelligence services of the Chinese army? Are you ready for this? Mark Obama Nisandro, the president's half-brother. He's been in China working with the Chinese since 1999 to set up that program. And they are hacking the heck out of America's infrastructure. Now, I've seen it. And there are systems out there. Some of you have seen this. I've talked about this. I guess it's like top secret, super secret, whatever. But I've said there's programs you can see the hacking actually taking place real time on screen. And you know what you can do is you can trace where the hack comes from. You can go get the IP address, and you can trace where it goes. And I've seen it done. I've seen hacking done from those cafes that are run by Mark Obama Nisandro to the United States, to St. Louis specifically. It goes right into his internet cafes, and you can go right to the computer. If you had somebody downstairs, you could walk right up and see and take a picture of who is actually doing the hacking. That's the way this works. So we hear all the stories that are going around about the Russians that are hacking this, it's not the Russians per se. They may be doing part of it, of course. I'm not going to say they're not. Everybody's doing it to everybody else. It's a cyber war that is occurring, and we're losing it because we've got people on the inside like Mark Obama Nisandro, the president's half-brother. You may have heard about him. You may have been hearing about who, in fact, is a member of the Central Intelligence Agency back in the 90s and 2000 was actually monitoring Mark Obama Nisandro, and that was our own Dr. Jim Garrow. That's why we know such things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, That is a revelation to a lot of people, but this is stuff that is known in intelligence circles, and this is stuff that a lot of people are watching, including myself. So if you're saying that it's the Russians that are doing the hacking, I would say it's not. I'd say the first team is actually the Chinese through Mark Obama Nisandro. And who's the JVs? Probably the Russians and probably everybody else. But my bigger point is most of the secrets of this country have been let out through Hillary Rodham Clinton's servers. This is the largest release of top secret information and sensitive classified information in this nation's history. And that came from Hillary Rodham Clinton in her open server, by the way. She wasn't taking any kind of steps to protect the information that came out of there. Now, was she? No, she's not. And that's why we say, you know, as part of everything else that she's been doing, she's been supporting ISIS through her policies and through funding and so on, through the State Department. What do you think Benghazi was all about? It was about running guns ultimately to ISIS. They're using the war against Assad as a facade. That's all they're doing. And, of course, you heard what now is happening, and I want to make this very clear what Scott is saying. And we're not disparaging our military, but we are disparaging the military commanders that have replaced the commanders that Obama inherited, loyal American soldiers that were asked to resign, forced to resign in disgrace or arrested for nothing, to be disgraced by Obama, to be humiliated and then to be taken out of the military. That whole thing, hundreds of officers, top grade military officers. Well, they had to be replaced, and they were replaced with Obama's own military officers. And this is the point that he's saying, is that he can see, because he's worked at this level, he can see the command and control structure that Obama's got now, and the military is degraded, and the officers that they have there are really officers that are loyal to Obama. They're probably Islamic in nature. They certainly are leaning that way. And they are the ones doing the command and control, which they cannot do. They're not qualified to do it to begin with. They're inept, and he's asking them to do things that are well beyond their pay grade, and this is what they're getting. They're getting sloppy with what's going on, and, of course, they're clearly violating agreements with Russia, such as the ceasefire that they had, but they went ahead and they bombed a Russian position. And then they took out a communications antenna just to say, hey, we can do it. It's not our own military. It's the commander-in-chief and his commanders. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Please feel free to email me, paul at a21r.com. Boy, isn't it just a can of worms out there? Got the presidential election coming up. We got the presidential first debate with Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump. Boy, isn't that going to be a fun time? And Donald Trump in Florida today, some, I don't know how many thousands, maybe 20,000 people were greeting him today. Hillary Rodham Clinton has 100 that greet her when she has her rallies. It's not looking good. The poll numbers, as we reported earlier in yesterday's special Sunday show, had the USC LA Times poll up for Donald Trump by 7. And, of course, that's huge because, you know, a month and a half ago, Donald Trump in that poll was down by 10. What's up with that? What in the heck is that all about? Anyway, a lot of things going on. And, of course, so our thoughts and prayers are with any of the victims that have come about from the bombing in New Jersey and in New York. Not too many. I don't think there were anybody injured. There were no injuries in New Jersey. But in New York, there's some 29 that were injured, and one of them was serious there for a while. But they've revamped their whole thing on that. But we're starting to get more and more reports about the, and I think these are confirming reports. And when people start to put two and two together, us tinfoil hat thinkers, the new stream media, us, when we start to go out and we start to put it all together for you, and our loyal listeners start to listen to the real facts and not what's being propagandized by the military media complex, if you will. And I say that in a way in which we've militarized the mainstream media. And that's been going on for a long time. I get that. And I get the relationship between presidents and you know, the Congress and the media. Like the one that's the most intimate that we can talk about right now is Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes. Ben Rhodes is the chief advisor. He's the guy who said, just go ahead and lie to all the American people. They don't really care. This is all about the Iranian thing. But he's a chief security advisor, national security advisor to President Obama. And, of course, his brother is David Rhodes, president of CBS. And it was David Rhodes who was very instrumental in blocking a story that was being done by Steve Croft about the president after Benghazi. It was Steve Croft who had this report that was done on the 12th of September, 2012. And he said, look, This was an attack, and referred to the president and said, "You didn't this." Was this an attack? And the president came out and said, yes, it was. That was on the 12th. He was admitting it. It wasn't about a video. There was no talk of about a video then, remember? And then Susan Rice goes out on Sunday into all the talk shows and says, oh, it was all about a, you know, it was a misunderstanding. It was all about a video about Muhammad. And that was their story, and that was what they stuck to through the elections to get him elected president. The big lie, in other words. And we called him out as a liar. We knew in 18 hours, 20 hours, what was really going on. We knew it was an attack. And we thought it was silly. And by the way, did Chris Street and I get absolutely lambasted and called just about every name in the book because we were saying it was an attack, guys. And it was a deliberate attack by Al-Qaeda that we were funding and arming. Hello? And what about those 800 tons? We were reporting this within hours. We had the details. We had it down. Nothing's changed from our original story. I mean, some parts of the puzzle had to come together. You know, over time you get information about the operations behind the scene. Then the movie Benghazi, I'm sorry, 13 Hours comes out. And, you know, it substantiates just everything we said. Then we interviewed several of the people that were involved in making the movie. I had a chance to talk to Tyrone Woods' mom. I interviewed her, had dinner with her, confirmed everything that we had talked about. So where are you guys now? Where was Fox News then? Where are they now? They're just coming late to the party about reporting the truth about Benghazi. This is only one. Look how much they've been hiding up until this point. My point is this, is that the newsstream media is here to stay, and we're doing a great job. And people are believing us, not them. This is what Scott was referring to earlier in our interview. They're running out of room for lies. They're just completely out of room for lies at this point. And President Barack Hussein Obama is being caught up in it too. As he should. It's like, you want to keep your doctor, guys? Let's talk about a sociopathic liar. I ask you, how many of you remember that? How many times did he lie? Some 37 times to the public. Deliberately to deceive us about Obamacare. I mean, that's just one. Every time he opens his mouth, he's a liar. And now we have this distraction, if you will, of what was really going on. He's trying to goat Putin into war. It's not working. They're trying it in Ukraine. They're trying it with the Nazis that we are supporting through the CIA, the Nazi affiliates that are the leadership group of the Ukrainian government. We sided and we put in place that whole Ukrainian government. And guess what? They're linked to the Nazis. Why would our CIA be linked to the Nazis and support Nazis in Ukraine? Well, that bothers Putin, don't you think? It really, truly does. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a lot of things going on. And by the way, a lot of things are really going on. Eagle Forum is having their constitutional conference October 1st in West Sacramento. And you can go to our website, 821r.com, and link up to it. Also, our own conference, we're putting out the information. We're releasing press releases as we speak about Liberty Tour 5. Liberty Tour 5 is here. It's going to be October 28th and 29th, the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak, California. Seems to be the gathering center for many things right now. We're also announcing that the second assembly of the state of Jefferson is going to be October 30th. So the 28th, 29th, and 30th are three big days that are coming your way. If you're a Jefferson supporter or if you're a supporter of the Constitution, oh, by the way, the Jefferson movement is supporting the Constitution. We're following the Constitution. They're being lawful to form a new state, make a more perfect union. And there's only three people that come to mind, in my mind, that are at a level of understanding how important this is to the nation and the world. One of them, Donald Trump, Nigel Farage of England, remember he's the one with the Brexit, and our own Mark Beard of Jefferson. The only three actors in the world that understand that borders count. Autonomy counts. The Constitution counts, and liberty needs to prevail. Anyway, stay with us. There's more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.net or a21r.com. As I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana food storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.